I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She helped to get out the vote, and she tried to re-gift a Tom and Lou tote. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dorinda Medley and Amber Tamblyn now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Dress Day, resisting the urge to celebrate by yelling,
Giovanni!
Please welcome the woman who said that and Real Housewives of New York City, Dorinda Medley.
Hey, Dorinda.
You look great. And she is an actress and a Housewives superfan whose new book, Era of Ignition, Coming of Age in a Time of Rage and Revolution, came out yesterday. It is Amber Tamblyn, our friend. I'm so happy you're here. We're fresh off the New York City premiere. It's a huge night. And the Jersey reunion. Everything's happening. You know, by the way, as if this night couldn't get better for me, how about this? She plays Madonna in Madonna and the Breakfast Club, which drops on digital platforms March 12th. But tonight she's having a holiday behind my bar. Say hi to Jamie Auld. Hey, Jamie. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Have people told you look like Madonna all your life?
Yeah, I've gotten it since I was young.
You know, Amber, the first time you graced this clubhouse, we shared an experience that I will never, ever forget. And I've been thinking about it so much now that I have a son. Watch this.
Am I trying Amber Tamblyn's breast milk?
Yeah, here it is.
Am I literally going to do this?
Check.
It's very sweet. It was amazing.
Is it sweet?
It was sweet.
Andy, I got you pregnant.
I know.
I think so.
Don't you realize?
Actually, now that I think about it, that's about 10 months ago.
That's what happened.
Dorinda, you look so great. And in this bodysuit tonight, take a look at how you looked in the bodysuit.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Dorinda.
You look good. You snatched yourself up for this season.
I tried, you know. Yeah, I'm trying.
You look great.
It's a battle every day at this age.
Well, I want to switch gears to Jersey because we had the Jersey reunion.
Oh, my God. It's everything.
Margaret and Danielle had quite the showdown on tonight's reunion. Oh. Take a look at Margaret and Duchess Danielle.
Mm-hmm. You could change your face. You could change your address. You could change your clothes, but you haven't changed your soul. You could change your name, but you're still that Beverly inside.
My soul is just black.
For you to insinuate that I'm a bad mother.
You didn't spend time with them or they'd still be around instead of having an affair.
You brought up my children and you deserve that wine in your face. She deserved that wine in her face and I'd do it again.
Good. Yes. Yes.
You love Margaret.
I love Margaret.
I feel like Margaret's the Dorinda of Jersey.
I think so. We hit it off like a house on fire.
I am not surprised. Well, the Jersey Housewives, a lot of people are saying this season they are the gift that keeps on giving. Tonight, they couldn't stop giving Teresa gifts, and it was so awkward. Watch.
I do have, one thing for Teresa. It's just a little friendship necklace.
It says D&T.
You guys are initialing your necklaces.
All right, you're rewrapping your gift.
Oh, okay, I'll put it like that.
I feel like you're a little uncomfortable
with this
gift.
I mean, it's so nice.
Well, I actually got you something on my own from my brother's jewelry store. It's something for you to carry forever with you.
It's a picture of me and my mom.
Very, very thoughtful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Teresa. She's cleaning up at the reunion.
I mean, Danielle didn't like it. Teresa was freaked out, right?
They're like bringing gifts to the gods.
I know. It's wild.
Seriously. Right?
Yeah.
And for this, I give you this.
Yes. Your questions for Dorinda and Amber are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, after a feud that has stretched 7 months and counting, Luann made it pretty clear that hashtag Countess and Friends does not include Dorinda in the lineup. Here's what Dorinda, I watch this and I want your take on the other side.
My real issue is Dorinda. She has so much anger and resentment towards me.
Was it that she's counting because she's like, I was there for her, I was there, I was there.
How
was
she there for me?
But she was. Well, maybe she was, maybe you know she what? Wasn't, she, but what's the problem?
She's, but that's my friend,
yeah,
so why are you saying I was there for you? I think, you know, there's a lot of hatred going on within herself somehow. When I see her face, I feel like it's not the Dorinda that I know. Dorinda has given no sign of remorse for the way she behaved, and I'm frankly not interested in seeing her unless she reaches out. Because I'm certainly not.
Deflect.
Surprising to hear what she was saying.
Well, she has to deflect. I mean, God forbid the focus, you know, she puts any light on what's really going on in her life, then it's a disaster area.
Amber, your reaction.
Look, I feel like Luann is in a new place in her life, and because of that, she should probably give second chances. I think now
there's
be...
no second chance to give.
But I think
there's nothing. I didn't do anything wrong. I supported her through everything.
I understand, but I think you can still talk.
I helped
through
her with her whole
try.
Wardrobe. Move on. It's part of your recovery. That's what AA is about. Not trying to deflect. Get some.
Yeah.
And you know what? Just stay out of rehab. Stop worrying about me.
Okay, second, Amber's new book is described as a deeply personal exploration of feminism. And here's what, I am dying to get your opinion about like a feminist view on some of my favorite women who support other women, okay? Are you ready? Okay, so here we go. So what's your take on, you know, Dorinda and John are in a long-term relationship. They've yet to exchange vows or move in together. It's a very modern relationship. Do you think that after a certain time in a relationship, it becomes marriage or bust, or are we headed in the direction of where Dorinda is going?
I think it's 2019. I think Dorinda's an independent woman, and she can marry or not if she wants to, and I think that's an old trope.
Sonia still uses the last name Morgan, despite no longer being married to one. She uses the Morgan family crest for her products. What's your feeling about that?
I mean, I don't even know what to say about that because my husband took my last name when we got married.
Really?
So
really?
That's very different than my experience of what last name should or shouldn't be.
Okay, that's 2019.
Yeah.
Okay, regarding Luann seemed excessively focused on settling down and getting married to Tom right away. What do you think about a woman's need for this kind of security?
I think this extends beyond, like, feminism really is for everybody. There's an amazing book by Bell Hooks called that. Feminism is for everybody, and I think it should be for men and women. And in this situation, I definitely think that is an okay situation and that it's fine as long as we are protecting ourselves and being true to who we are.
Thoughts on Ramona getting breast augmentation shortly before turning 60?
The bigger, the better.
I thought that was just
the bigger, the better.
You thought it was what?
She said it was just exercise.
Is that what
she
said?
A lot of exercise.
Okay, what do you think about Tinsley?
Come on, you're being mean now.
What do you think about Tinsley allowing or maybe even expecting Scott to fund her life early on in the relationship?
I think in every load of laundry, there is some fluff, baby.
All right, over to Jersey. Jennifer, reaction to Jennifer always needing to ask her husband permission to do things like going on girls' trips.
From what I understand, that's cultural, and so it's very different than I think maybe different types of control that I'm used to seeing, especially in the entertainment business. So that's hard to
call. She doesn't seem like she's that controlled. She has a mouth.
Right. Teresa and Melissa had it out this season because Teresa wanted Melissa to better control her husband. How do you feel about this idea of a woman controlling her husband?
I am all about women controlling everything.
All right. Thank you very much, Amber Tamblyn. Next week's New York, Barbara disinvites Dorinda from her clam bake, which leaves Dorinda totally steamed. You haven't seen this yet, but you lived it.
I lived it.
Here's a sneak peek.
Barbara was like, just come on over with Tinsley because, you know, Luann is in a very vulnerable state.
I'll get a hold of Barbara and see if she wants me there or not, and that's it.
Hello?
What is this? I'm disinvited to the clam bake? So you're saying I have to call Luann?
No, no, listen, sweetie, I'm not doing it.
And for the last 6 weeks, up until about 3 weeks ago,
Luann has been bashing me in every press, every podcast.
No, Dorinda, Dorinda, listen.
Oh my God.
You know what Dorinda's problem is? She always has an excuse for everything, and she's her own worst enemy.
All right.
What's my
excuse? How long have you known Barbara, by the way?
Oh, my God. Well, probably 10 years.
Wow. Okay, let's go to Karen from Massachusetts. Hey, Karen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hi, Dorinda.
Hi.
My question is, why do you think Bethany became so close to Luann? And has your relationship with Barbara Kay worsened because she's been hanging out with them lately?
Has Barbara Kay's relationship what?
Has your relationship with Barbara Kay worsened because of her relationship with Luann and why?
I'm not exclusive like that. You can be friends with whomever you want. I have a lot of friends that don't cross over. What I didn't understand is why she was acting like such an interloper. Why was she trying to butt in on everything? It had nothing to do with her.
Barbara,
yeah.
What do you think of Bethany, how close she got to Luann over the summer?
Well, I think that was a cause and effect. I think, you know, she basically saved her life, more or less. Yeah. And then she felt that she was responsible for her. Mm-hmm.
There you go. is Neil Young your godfather?
Neil Young is one of, like, 10 of my hippie pot-smoking 60s godfathers, yes.
Wow.
There's many of them.
Has he had an active role in your life?
Not as much as his daughter and I are very, very close, and we grew up together. So, but I think most of the men who, like the Dennis Hoppers and Dean Stockwells that were around with my dad in that 60s era are sort of like a little checked out now.
Right.
Kinda like, they're cruising.
I get it. okay, let's go to Courtney from Arizona with a question for Amber. What's your question, Courtney?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, Andy. Mazalon, the new baby.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Can you tell my friend happy birthday? Her name is Kim. She's a
Hey, Kim. Girl. Happy birthday. Tell me your question for Amber now.
My question is, what did you think of Roseanne Barr calling the women of the Me Too movement a bunch of hoes?
I mean, this is such a big issue of, like, woman-on-woman violence. It's something that I see every day, especially in the work that I do. And that's also why I suggested that continuing the conversation with Luann is so important, despite the stuff you guys are going through.
We continue for, like, 19 episodes.
I know. You got to keep going.
We continue to go, but we did, and we worked through a lot of stuff. Listen, a lot of this comes from a place of hurt.
I understand.
On both sides.
As
everything always
everything
did.
Does.
With all the women, same thing. with the Me Too.
So like, you're seeing the beginning of it, and the beginning's difficult. But as
do you?
Sorry, Andy, it's your show.
No, it's fine. As a feminist,
welcome to the Dorinda Show.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you view the Housewives as a feminist? Do you think it's what?
I think it's complicated. I think a lot of the housewives are incredible women who are independent and showing what it means to not give a
I try to do that.
Yeah, but I think at the same time, there are some old tropes and some old systems and mechanisms that they fall into.
It's like life.
Yeah, it is very much like life.
Let's go to Kelly from Georgia. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
You were fabulous on Howard the other day. I enjoyed the
Thank audience. You. Thanks, I love Howard. What's your question for Dorinda?
It's a two-part question.
Okay.
Dorinda, do you still think you weren't heckling Luann when you were screaming Giovanni at her cabaret show?
No, I don't think I was. And by the way, I sat by someone from People Magazine who sat by me and said you weren't.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Part two.
Oh, part two is, and have you been to one of her cabaret shows since?
What?
Have you been to one of her cabaret shows since?
Well, we go on the show during the season. But independently, no.
Kara O wants to know, Amber, how difficult was it to open up in your book about the controversial Arrested Development interview that your husband was a part of?
I think that there was so much in the book that was difficult to open up about, to talk about physical abuse that I had dealt with in a relationship early on in my life, to talk about the emotional and psychological abuse of the entertainment business, and certainly some of the difficulties of talking within our marriages and trying to learn from one another and teach each other in this very, very tumultuous time that we're in right now. So
you're so lighthearted. You should be a housewife.
Dorinda.
Ramona would be lost the first 5 minutes.
Carrie C. Facebook, Dorinda, what's been your toughest moment to watch back from previous seasons?
I think the one with Bethany last year in Puerto Rico.
Right.
That was the toughest because I felt, we worked through it and I felt, but by the way, as I always say about the housewives, it's therapy and you learn tremendously from it and you grow. Yep. Otherwise, you'll be too upset all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. It's game time, everybody. Anyone who's been paying attention to Ramona Singer for the past 11 seasons knows that when it comes to men, the woman who coined the phrase turtle time isn't afraid to come out of her shell. Case in point, this moment from tonight's premiere.
Boy, Lucy's cute.
Hi.
I'm Boris. Nice to meet you.
I'm a little nervous, to tell you the truth.
And so,
sexy.
Breaststroke.
Well, I have good breasts.
Pretty flexible, which is excellent.
You know, yes, I'm very flexible.
Yeah, beautiful. Me like it.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a lot of different things.
Okay, we're gonna play Rape Ramona's Flirting. I'm gonna show you some classic moments of Ramona being frisky. We're gonna use these scorecards to rate how good Ramona's game is. Let's see the first clip.
So one being the worst.
One the lowest, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, he's handsome.
Chad,
Ramona. I said if you wanna meet a man, make eye contact.
Go like this.
Is that a move?
Okay, I'm going to give it a
three.
That's what I'm going to give it.
Six. You're nice. Okay, very good. Let's see the next one.
She's so much better.
You look pretty good today.
Oh, thank you.
Send me a text. You know, we like to text.
Except you respond 7 hours later.
Well, I get a lot of texts, so forgive me. You forgive me?
Oh, my gosh, she did the move. Okay, I give her a 6 for that.
I think I'm going to give her.
Amber's giving her a 7.
I'm
and Dorinda's giving her a 7.
Okay, next up. You know how weird it is to call you Mario? That was my ex-husband's name. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You're better than my ex. He didn't save me any money.
No problem. That's the point. Save you money.
If I have a lover or a boyfriend. Oh, do you know any nice guys for me? Because I have a lot of free time. I want to play with somebody.
You know that's her contract.
Okay.
And I'm not sure he speaks English.
This is number 7. I give it a 6.
You
give it an 8.
Because she's genuine and playful.
And Amber gives it a 9. Okay, very good. Next up.
Hi, I remember you. I can't believe you're doing this for us. I'm like so excited. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What do you want? What are you going to have?
Love, love, love. Fabulous. Lamb chops? It's like a dream come true.
Okay, give her another 6.
I'm going to give her a 4 on that
one. Amber gives her a 10. Oh, a 0. Okay, a 0. Very good. Okay, last one is...
My mom plays tennis 3 times a week.
I love it. I love it. I want to meet your mother, I swear. I love women like this. They're inspirational.
I didn't realize I was speed dating.
I am completely single. I am...
Hi! Since you were kind enough to bring me a drink, I thought I'd bring you a drink.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Seven. Yes.
Seven.
It's like watching a predator, isn't it?
Let's go with a five.
Okay,
fine.
Very good.
It
looks like
the National Geographic of
Lady. Let's go to Lori from New Jersey. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just have to say, fatherhood looks really good on you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dorinda, you're my spirit animal. I'm dying for this season, but my question...
What animal is that?
My question is for Amber. Do you have any updates on A Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 3? You tweeted last year a script was written and being pitched to the studios, but can you give us any update on where that is?
God, you're like an investigative journalist like working for the New York Times here. I think the only update that I can give right now is that you will definitely hear what's going on either way, whether that's good or bad, very soon.
Yay.
Oh, that's good.
I love that series.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, You'll hear something very soon.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Dorinda, I love the season this season.
Oh, good. I love it, too.
Really great.
It's so funny. We were all so worried because it was such a different season.
Yeah, but you also started shooting pretty quickly after the reunion,
right up.
I think is good because it picks right up.
And I love the fact that you get such a different, you see fall in New York.
Yes, I love that too. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Ramona, who's been known to mispronounce a word or two like...
Frisket.
And...
Frisket.
Well, tonight in the New York premiere, we were gifted with another signature Ramona-ism. Take a look.
We can keep this warm in the oven. And I think we have to take the tops off and cover it. Maybe I should put out some guacamole for when they come. Guacamole, guacamole. Well, I'll do the guacamole.
I mean,
it's true.
Ramona, you've done it again. Kadoos to you.
Yeah.
Tonight's shackle goes to the fact that the FDA is warning that it might not be safe to let surgical robots operate on you. Thanks, you don't say. Tell that to the enlarged duck that now lives between my legs. My friend Julie Chen operate on me. Chenbot. I want to thank Dorinda, Amber, and Jamie. Hey, everybody, we are back with Dorinda Medley from The Real Housewives of New York City. Amber's new book, Era of Ignition, Coming of Age in a Time of Rage and Revolution, is out now. Congratulations. And Jamie Auld, she plays Madonna in Madonna and the Breakfast Club. I cannot wait. It drops on digital platforms March 12th. I'm very excited. Let's go to Teresa from South Carolina. Hey, Teresa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I have to tell you, you look super hot wearing that baby Bjorn.
Oh, thank you.
I thought so, too.
You should have seen me when I took it off.
Oh, I would love to.
Thank you.
My question is for Dorinda. Okay. Dorinda, do you think Tinsley and Scott are meant to be, or are they going to be in a constant cycle of makeup and breakup?
Well, I can't tell too much, but let's just say it's a lot of the same.
Okay. Do you want to sign this for Dorinda, by the way?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'd like you to make it out to my daughter, Hannah, because she's a huge feminist.
I would love to.
Okay.
And a collector.
Let's go to Alyssa from Philadelphia.
H. H-A-N-N-A-H.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's your question?
Okay. So, hi, Dorinda.
Hi. I missed your name.
Amber.
Amber.
Oh, hi, Amber. How you doing?
All right. So what was your reaction to James Woods going after the new Captain Marvel movie on Twitter this week because it's starring a female?
This is for you.
What?
Reaction to James Woods going after the new Marvel movie because it's starring a female.
I canceled that guy 2 years ago.
Right.
What is happening?
Yeah.
He's irrelevant.
Okay, let's go to Natalie from Ohio. Right. Hey, Natalie, what's your question? And she goes back to the finding the book. I love it. Hey.
Hi, Andy. Congratulations on Benjamin. He's a doll.
Thanks.
My question is for Dorinda.
Okay. Hi there.
How is your current relationship with Sonia, and how shocked are you that she finally moved out of the townhouse?
I'm so super proud she moved out of the townhouse. We all did a lot of moving this year. Me, Ramona.
Yeah.
Me, Sonia, and who else? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And our friendship is great. You know, what we realize is we have a lot in common. And I just think you're going to see it's very positive. And he, you know, you have to sometimes go through that.
Oh, yeah.
That motion, whatever it's called. Did Amber, I answer the question?
Frankie D from Chicago said, I read that Blake Lively told you to come over to see her new wallpaper, but then surprised you with her new baby. That's sweet, but I have to know why you would go to someone's house just to look at wallpaper.
Because it's Blake Lively?
Right.
It's Blake Lively's wallpaper. That'd be like getting invited to Martha Stewart's to see her toilet paper rolls. Yes. Like, you're like, I'm going, I wanna see that.
Oh, I would go to someone's house to look at their wallpaper, if they weren't famous.
Yeah, right.
I like wallpaper.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Let's go to Hannah from Philadelphia. Hey, Hannah, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Amber.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a huge fan, and since you wrote about the 2016 election in your new book, what are your thoughts on the current Democratic candidates for 2020 and Bernie Sanders deciding to run again?
I am so thrilled and excited that the first several people who announced their candidacy were women, and I feel like the living embodiment of what is important about women and their rights and everything that we fight for and that all the women before me have fought for is happening right now in the living embodiment of the women that we are seeing running, which is so exciting for me because now I feel like I have a choice. I have a real choice between many different women and their platforms, and now I can have a real debate and dialogue about their policies. Whereas before we didn't have that
option. I think you should run.
So it's really, it's really exciting. And look, if Bernie Sanders gets the nomination after the primaries, I will vote for him. I will. Happily.
There you go. I want to thank Dorinda and Amber and... Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.